Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about South Africa's agricultural exports. We've just received the third quarter export activity and the numbers look excellent. If you take everything for the third quarter, the agricultural export amounted to $3.9 billion. That's $3.9 US dollars. This is up 4% compared to the third quarter of 2022. Now, you may ask to say, what were the products that were at the top of this export list for South Africa in the third quarter of this year? That was mainly citrus at the top, maize, apples and pears, nuts, wine, soybeans, sugar and fruit juices. Those were the products, if you were to rank by value terms, that were at the top. And this was a function of both the improvement in volumes and in prices in general. So volume and a value function that has given us this robust exports in the third quarter. I would say the price story is more so for all of the other products with the exception of grains. Grains and the oilseeds prices have come down notably from levels that we have seen in 2022. And you'll recall that in 2022, just after Russia invaded Ukraine, we saw a strong increase in the grain prices at that time. This time around, those prices have moderated somewhat. But if you look into the other products like fruits, those prices are up. So that's how the exports look like in the third quarter. Now, if you had to stretch off for the year, and say for the first 9 months of this year, how are South Africa's agricultural exports looking? They amounted to about $10.2 billion. That's the first 9 months. This is up 1% compared to last year. So it shows that we're still really sitting on solid footing. Now, some people may ask to say, how are we talking about such good export activity at a moment where South African ports are experiencing major challenges in Durban, Cape Town? There are issues of delays and Transnet challenges that are there related to inefficiencies. Now, those challenges have been long-standing, and the South African agricultural sector has a good collaboration with the logistics companies and the Transnet on making sure that whenever there are intense glitches in the system, we are able to have a structured way of engagement to unlock those so that the exports could continue. This is something that is coming from the past few years, particularly intensified after 2021 when there were issues in Cape Town and we struggled to push the exports out to the world market. But of course, the third quarter activity was before the current challenges that are at the ports, which I would say they are at a new high. So there are major issues at the ports and many people are aware of that. But I think before all of this, this is what we were able to do, that $10.2 billion. I do think that for the fourth quarter, we might see some bit of a moderation, a slight decline on the exports, but that's something that we will see in the coming months when that data becomes available. Now, the next question that people may ask is to say, where did these exports on the third quarter actually go to? Now, for the third quarter, 32% of South Africa's agricultural exports went to the African continent. Asia, and that was a major market. The second largest market was Asia and the Middle East, accounting for about 31% share in South Africa's agricultural exports. The EU was the third largest, accounting for about 19% of the South African agricultural exports. And of course, we had the Americas accounting for about 7%. The UK is also one of the important markets, and they accounted about 6% of South Africa's agricultural exports in the third quarter, and the remaining 5% was spread across the world. Now, South Africa is not only just one-sided where we are looking at pushing exports. We do import quite a bit. The imports for the third quarter of this year, though, were down 7% year-on-year basis. And that's also the function of both volume and the price. Because if you look at the products that we import a lot, is wheat, rice, palm oil, whiskey, sunflower oil, and poultry. And the wheat and the vegetable oil prices are down compared to levels that we saw last year. And I think this is something that is adding to that 7% decline in what we imported. Our overall imports were about $1.8 billion in the third quarter of this year, down 7% from the same time last year. Now, of course, if you were to say for the first 9 months, then on an import perspective, where does South Africa sit? For the first 9 months, we've imported agricultural products worth about $5.3 billion. This is also down 7% compared to the first 9 months of 2022. Now, you take the third quarter exports of this year, which is about $3.9 billion, and the imports of about $1.8 billion, that leaves us with a trade surplus of $2.1 billion. So in the third quarter of this year, South Africa had an agricultural trade surplus of about $2.1 billion. This is up 15% year-on-year basis. So that's the trade activity I wanted to talk about in this podcast. But I do want to add a comment and say, look, as encouraging as these numbers seem, I still think that our export activity this year will be less than what we saw in 2022, our exports reached a record $12.8 billion. I think we may see softer activity in the fourth quarter and leaving us just under that $12.8 billion that we saw last year. Price is also going to be a factor on that. I've already elaborated about how higher grain prices also supported our export activity last year. But I think beyond these near-term challenges, I mean, South Africa is in a mission to actually expand its export markets for agriculture. We are an export-oriented agricultural sector. I've made the point repeatedly in the past that we export about half of what we produce in value terms. And we're looking now and saying, how do we broaden these exports to other markets? And as we broaden those exports, we have to put the same amount of work on retaining the existing markets. EU, very important to South Africa, African continent, Asia, Middle East, America. We have to retain those markets, especially in the current environment where there are fragile geopolitics, and sometimes the foreign policy approach in South Africa does not align with our trade and interest. And that can be problematic in a world where there's growing protectionism in some of the traditional markets. So that's something that the South African lawmakers have to keep in mind. The markets that we are interested to are quite plenty. I mean, of course, BRICS is one of those important ones, specifically if you consider the BRICS Plus, China, India and Saudi Arabia are key markets for us where we can expand our exports for fruits, red meat, wine, and the other products. But beyond these BRICS Plus countries, some of the markets that are important that we need to deepen trade with is South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, Mexico, Philippines, Bangladesh. We already do some form of trade with some of these markets, but I do think that we need to focus on deepening those relations. And of course, then the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, together with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, have to work on assisting us to deepen the trade with these markets. And I think even if we think back on the outcome of the 15th summit of the BRICS that was held in South Africa on the 22nd of August, one of the key things that came out there was this issue of deepening trade, especially within agriculture, lowering import tariffs, addressing some of the phytosanitary barriers that are in other countries. This is something that was talked about there. And the BRICS market is an important one because it accounts for about $320 billion of agricultural imports a year. This is before you add all of the other countries. And the key markets within that BRICS grouping is, of course, the ones that I had mentioned, India and China, make up 80% of the current agricultural imports in the original grouping. You add then there Saudi Arabia, which on itself is a big market, importing about $20 billion worth of agricultural products. Then that gives you a sense of that importance and why we think that we have to deepen trade there. The other aspect that is interesting about BRICS is that even if you look at the products the grouping import, it's some of the stuff that South Africa is good at: soybeans, maize, berries, meat, fruits, those sugar. Those are some of the things that we could send to the BRICS countries. I think ultimately, though, what I wanted to enforce or to put forward in this piece is that, look, we're doing reasonably well on exports, at least in the first 9 months of this year. But going forward, we have to deepen trade to some of the new markets. The issues of logistics could be a threat to our export activity for the year. But it's something that is catching us, at least in the fourth quarter. But I shouldn't even use word at least, because if you think about our table grape and deciduous fruits, those are the guys that are going to be experiencing a bit of a challenge if the current issues are not resolved swiftly. So those are all of the dynamics that are important to think about and put in, keep in the back of your mind. But for the first 9 months, we've done reasonably well. And the third quarter, of course, is what I alluded to. With that, folks, let me stop there for this week, and I'll come back next week with some of the themes. I know that I've meshed up the themes a little bit compared to the outline that I have laid out last week, but of course we'll catch up. We'll cover all of the topics that we promised to cover. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Wandi Lesihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read a bit about some of the things that I write in the link in the description of this podcast. That's where my blog is at. And of course, hit me up in all of the socials. We're available that. And you can read also stuff in the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. We publish a couple of interesting things there. Check it out on the research section of our website. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you.